Surah Al-Furqan, verses 61 to 77. Blessed is he who appointed houses in the sky and set in it a lamp and a shining moon. It is he who made the night and the day alternate for someone who desires to take admonition or desires to give thanks. The servants of the All-Beneficent are those who walk humbly on the earth. And when the ignorant address them, they say, "Peace." Those who spend the night for their Lord, prostrating and standing in worship. Those who say, "Our Lord, turn away from us the punishment of hell." Indeed, its punishment is enduring. Indeed, it is an evil station and abode. Those who are neither wasteful nor tight-fisted when spending, but balanced between these two extremes. Those who do not invoke another deity besides Allah, and do not kill a soul whose life Allah has made inviolable, except with due cause, and do not commit fornication. Whoever does that shall encounter its retribution, the punishment being doubled for him on the day of resurrection. In it he will abide in humiliation forever. Except those who repent, attain faith, and act righteously. For such, Allah will replace their misdeeds with good deeds, and Allah is all-forgiving, all-merciful. And whoever repents and acts righteously indeed turns to Allah with due penitence. Those who do not give false testimony, and when they come upon frivolity, pass by with dignity. Those who, when reminded of the signs of their Lord, do not turn a deaf ear and a blind eye to them. And those who say, "Our Lord, give us joy and comfort in our spouses and offspring, and make us leaders of the God-wary." Those shall be rewarded with sublime abodes for their patience and steadfastness, and they shall be met there with greetings and peace, to abide in them forever, an excellent station and abode. Say, were it not for the sake of summoning you to faith, what store my Lord would have set by you? But you impugned me and my summons, so it will soon follow as a result.